Welcome to Mandate with Con and Nate. I'm Nate.
And I'm Con. This is life, and you're living it.
Today we'll be discussing Rob Ford, sports, a little bit about Gordon Ramsay.
Whoa, what happened to our intro?
I think we should say what we're talking about.
No, we gotta... People don't know what the hell this is. We can't just go into what we're talking about. We gotta tell them what this podcast is.
Go ahead.
So this is basically a podcast that we just wanted to do. Sort of like a little summer project here. It's called Mandate with Con and Nate. As we told you, it's basically just a half-hour show. It'll come out every Monday.
Weekly. It'll come out once a week on the Monday, if I'm quick enough with iTunes and can figure it out.
And what's the show about? Good question. We don't know.
it's a working project.
It's something to just sort of, in a couple years ahead, we'll look back and we'll laugh about it, and it'll just be, you know, for shits and giggles. And
hopefully it'll provide you, the listener, with a little entertainment and help you get through your Monday blues.
All four of you out there.
So
why don't we start? Like, who the hell are you?
My name is Nathaniel. So originally from Nova Scotia, Canada, a little town called Ketch Harbor. I moved out west last summer and then traveled for a year, and I came out again this summer. I'm working at the James Joyce Irish Pub and Restaurant as a bartender. That's pretty much about me. I'm an avid sports fan, all Boston teams.
Jeez.
And I'm sure you'll get to know that about me.
It's not a first date. What are we, speed dating here? There's not plenty of fish, relax.
Well, we can go to Iron Man later if you want to.
I'm Connor. I'm originally from Calgary, so this is sort of an East meets West type of thing. We're coming to you not live from a sauna in the basement.
Recording studio.
Recording studio that's got a sauna-esque appeal to it. The southwest of Calgary. Nate and I, we both graduated from St. Francis Xavier University, also known as St. Evex. If you don't know who we are, we're the ones with the big obnoxious gold ring on our fingers. So Nathaniel and I met in first year.
Tell them our life story, eh?
Well, no, we got to, like, how did we meet, you know? These just two guys off the street, and they just happen to bump into a sauna with a recording studio? No. So Nathaniel and I met in first year. I was coming from Calgary. He was coming from a little small fishing village, and there's a residence called Lane Hall. We were the Pit Bulls. And then from there, we just sort of became buddies, little pals. We became presidents of the residence, where I did most of the work. Nathaniel just drank and chatted with girls. So it was a little frustrating for me, you know, to do all the work with no credit. But it was fun.
That's how I remember it, too.
That's how everyone remembers it.
Quite accurate, actually. It was funny, though. It was the first time at St. FX where... an election was tied twice, and then we ended up winning on the third go-around. So,
yeah.
I didn't even know you. I just decided to run with you and Rose, and then my mom picked you up at the airport at the start of the next year.
In a suit.
Like, who is this guy? I didn't even really know you.
I didn't know
plays basketball.
Because Nathaniel was like the shy, quiet guy. He just always stayed in his room and, like, didn't do anything. And... I feel bad for this guy.
But no, we ended up becoming good friends in that second year and working hard together. And then we made plans to live together in third year. And then Connor, behind my back, just got a room with three other guys. So I was out on my own trying to find my own place to live.
It worked out in the end.
It did work out in the end. We both went on exchange in third year. I went to Scotland, he went to France. And we met up in Europe and traveled Europe together. So
yeah, we had a little mini-Euro trip.
We've done a lot of stuff.
And then we... fourth year we lived together.
Yes. Fourth year we did live
26
together.
26 Acadia, baby.
26 Acadia.
Yeah, we lived in an old house. Antigonish, you gotta realize Antigonish and St. Evex is like teeny, teeny, tiny. So, like 4,000 people in Antigonish. And like...
The school pretty well doubles the population, yeah. So there's 4,400 students, so...
Now Nathaniel, the summer going from third year to fourth year, lived in...
Antigonish.
In Antigonish. Not Uncle Ganesh.
Anyganish.
And, because he sort of greased his way into the student council at that school. And so he got to stay there over the summer. And what were you, VP?
Yeah, vice president.
Of the student union.
Vice president executive. So basically I was responsible for academics, health and wellness, equity, and I was the internal manager. So
basically all the fun stuff.
I had quite a few responsibilities there, but the summer I did spend in Antigonish. I didn't have internet or cable, so I spent a lot of time on my own by myself.
Now, I'm really glad you brought that up, because I had asked Nathaniel to do one simple thing that summer, because I knew he was going to be alone with no internet, no cable, small town, nowhere. So I asked him, all right, this guy's probably got a lot of time on his hands. And I was like, well, what should he do? And what did I ask you? I said, one thing, would you just please paint my room?
No, you asked me to build a bar.
Oh, yeah, build a bar. Yeah, we had this sweet... We had this sweet, the people that lived in the place before, they had that sweet bar set up. They had like a door as the actual wood, and they had a TV in the corner and a little mini fridge. And it was actually a real cool, I don't know why they took that out.
They sold it.
How could you, it was a
one
door
of the little
with
sisters.
Like...
I don't know, one of the little sisters picked it up and they sold it to them. But no, he asked me to build a bar and front all the costs for it. So I
said we split it.
So I said, sure. Nevertheless, I didn't get around to it, so I didn't build a bar. We didn't have one the whole year.
It was the bike storage area where the bar was supposed to be.
A bike that probably is still in that house, because I never took it with me.
Did you not take that bike with you?
I don't think so, no. It was a good bike, though. I used it for lots of years.
That's nice. Yeah. That's touching.
It was a nice bike.
Remember that? Remember I put all the... remember I made a little collage of the newspapers?
Yeah. How could I forget that?
I wish I had taken a picture of that. That was kind of cool.
No, it was a really great house. A funny story about that house is
we
were all tight for cash during the winter. Oh, maybe not even tight for cash, more or less just lazy. And it's midwinter, and there's myself and Connor and our two roommates.
Just the two buddies.
Two good friends of ours. And they one of them kept going on about how that we must be out of gas because the house wasn't warm. But me and one of the other guys were like, no, convinced that we had gas because we could take warm showers. So this goes on. It's mid-December now, and it's coming up to Christmas break, and we still can't get any heat in the house, but we have warm showers, so we're okay.
As long as I have my warm shower.
Yeah, so then our buddy goes down, checks, and calls his dad, and I guess our shower's heated electronically?
Electrically?
I don't know.
Electrically. So our heat has electricity, our shower has electricity heating, whereas our gas, our heat in the house is gas-powered, and we had been out of gas for that whole winter. So we'd be wearing winter coats and our shoes and hats and gloves just sitting in the living room watching TV.
Yeah, but you guys do gas differently out there.
See, how so?
Well, here, all the gas is like comes from underground pipes, right? And so you just connect it. You just pay a gas bill, like a monthly bill. Like same way electricity, excuse me, and water's coming in.
Yeah, so back home we have tanks. So you get it filled up, you get your tank filled up.
That was weird, and it was like $400 a tank.
So needless to say, we had gas for a few weeks of the winter, and then we decided not to get it again.
Yeah.
Just easier for us.
You open the oven, turn it on full blast, heat the house.
And then a few times I remember our landlord came in one time, and he was like, so it's pretty cold in here, you guys don't have any gas or anything. I was like, no, we just have the, our electricity was included in the bill, and I was like, no, we just have the electric heaters going.
We had so many heaters. We had like six heaters all over. Oh man, that was funny. And then we blew the fuse.
Yeah, we also let the pilot light go out in the gas there, and we had to like drain the line and light.
Then we
ourselves.
Had to get gas because if we didn't, the pipes would
freeze over winter,
and then we'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
No, so.
So then, but why did you come out to Calgary?
So the reason I came out to Calgary was just graduated from university, didn't have a job back home.
Now remember. Talk to me like you're just talking to me. Don't talk like you're on your first date.
Sure. Well, I'm nervous because I feel like I'm on my first date.
What? This guy's blushing all over here. Relax. It's just...
So I remember you told me I could get...
C-3PO looking.
Connor's thing. Parents own... your parents own the pub.
Yeah.
So you mentioned to me, like, I can get you a job at the pub.
Yeah.
James Joyce Irish Pub.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a job back home, and I spoke to another friend and asked if I could live with her and her mother. And,
Oh, yeah, Megan.
Yeah. Well, yes. And her mom happened to say, yeah, go ahead, no problem. And cheap rent.
Cheap rent? He didn't pay rent.
I paid a little bit at the end of the summer.
He paid $50 for 3 months of rent and free food.
So I lived with her, and I just thought it was an opportunity. You know, I had never been out west before. It was a fun time. Telson was coming out of here. A lot of friends were working at the pub, so I just chose to go with it and see what happens. And that's why I'm here.
What do you think?
It's different. It's dry.
Like our sense of humor?
No, the air is quite dry out here compared to back home.
That's the biggest thing you've noticed?
My lips are chapped and my hands are like cracking all the time.
Jesus, why did you even bother to come back?
It's the worst life ever.
Sounds like you should have stayed.
It's horrible. No, I've had a great time. A lot of good friends are here.
But you went away, though.
Yes, I did. Australia.
Just Australia?
And Southeast Asia.
What'd you do in Australia?
I met a lot of people. I worked for 3 months as a door salesman.
As a what?
Door-to-door salesman. Field marketing contractor.
A door-to-door salesman. What'd you sell?
Electricity and gas.
Can I hear you spiel?
Yes.
I heard it once before. It was awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this. Prepare to get sold some electricity, all right? For all those people, first of all, that don't have electricity, because like, apparently Australia, a lot of people don't. If you don't, this guy, he'll get you electricity at a good rate.
In the state of Victoria, it's not that they don't have it. It's like our phone plans. You have a contract with the company.
And so they have electricity.
Yeah, and gas. We just want them to convert to our company.
Okay. All right, okay. So I'm a little old lady.
So you're
coming up my door.
I did horrible with little old ladies.
Oh, you're going to
old people I did really badly with.
Why? I thought you said that one lady was good. No?
No.
Okay, I'm what am I?
You can be a single mother of two.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Knock on the door.
You open the door?
I haven't opened the door yet.
Okay.
It's my house.
Okay, now you open the door.
Yeah, what do you want?
Hi there, how are you doing?
Oh, I should do an Australian accent. Yeah. Restart. Yeah, right.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Well, I'm just fine. Oh, Mickey! Stop putting that in your mouth, love. Don't make me put you back in the cage. You're sorry.
Wonderful. I was the same way as a kid. I was putting things in my mouth.
You were a Brit, were you? All right. What do you want?
Sorry to bother, yeah.
No, not at all.
No. Your kids look really nice. How old are they?
He's about five.
He's about five, eh?
About five, I'm not too sure. And the one in the cage is 19.
19? Yeah. 19 years old. I'm actually 23, so similar in age, but my parents don't keep me in a cage anymore.
Oh, lucky you. No, you must have put your toys away. Right, Mickey? You hear that? Anyways, what can I do for you?
So, my name's Jess Nathaniel, just here from Simply Energy.
Jess Nathaniel.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm just here basically because your house here did come up in our system. Yeah, right here, number 17, yeah?
Yeah,
so your house just came out of my system, so it is my job just to stop by and make sure you are in the correct rates for the area. The easiest way for me to check is just on a recent utility bill, so you don't mind running to grab that. I'm just going to check your electricity box, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
How the hell am I supposed to know where my bills are?
That's wonderful. Not everyone does. If you want to have a quick look, go ahead. I'm just going to check your box really quick.
Which box are you checking? All right. I'll go check.
Okay, so enough of that. So basically what they do is they go get their bill, they'd bring their bill back, I would show them that our rate was better, and then they'd sign up.
Would it be better, though?
Sometimes. Really, we didn't save anyone money because we had a service charge that was higher than everyone else's, but our rates were lower.
Was that service charge on the thing? Did you tell them that?
I never pointed it out.
Well, that'd be a bad sales move.
To be honest, I was not proud of myself for most of my time as a salesman.
Why?
Well, the first month I was horrible and I didn't make any sales. This third month, no sales. I'm like one or two, I generally save some people money. If I couldn't save people money, I wouldn't try to make a sale. Except there's a period there for a month in the middle. I worked there for 3 months where I needed this job to get by. I needed to stay afloat, to be able to travel. I needed this job. So what I did is...
Got greasy.
You had to get greasy, and there's things I regret ever doing, but for the last month, again, I...
Did you kill him, old lady? Hold her at gunpoint?
Again, for the last...
Listen here, Sheila.
For the last month, I was safe. I was like, I know I'm not going to get fired, so I kind of just laid back and didn't really care what happened anymore, but...
But if you didn't like it, why didn't you just find another job?
Because it was a lot tougher to get jobs than you thought. We arrived just after a lot of the hiring started.
When's the hiring period?
So we got there right sort of as the summer was starting, so a lot of companies had hired right before we got there. So restaurants, they just hired people. I actually got a job at a restaurant, but I was working for minimum wage, which is still really good, but it was really stressful. So
what's
it was like
minimum wage there.
It was $16 an hour.
Really?
Yeah. And then
so what did this other job pay? The sales.
25.
That was your flat rate, and then some.
If we made commission.
But you never did.
No. Yeah.
So, how did you find that job then?
The person I was traveling with found it on Gumtree, which is the Australian version of Kijiji, and he just applied and then texted them, can I bring a friend along? And I think we're one of four people who could speak English in the interview.
Oh, no way.
Because it's all backpackers, so they just gave us a job.
Now, the recent hit series, The Office, just finished. It just closed down, and I was very sad. Now, one of the main things about The Office was romance in the workplace. That was a big plot point.
With Jim and whatever.
Jim and Pam.
Yeah.
Now, I heard you had a similar situation with a coworker at the company you worked at. There was some real romance. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, there's lots of romance within the company.
You play?
No, not for me, but in general. An Aussie accent, very attractive people you're working with. So, it was more friendship with all of them than anything.
I heard there was one girl in particular that maybe she was a bit more in love with you than you were with her.
That might be so. I think the Canadian accent was a hit.
Don't want to tell that story. You think she's going to hear this? She won't hear this. I guarantee only you and I are going to hear this.
I think the Canadian accent was a hit with a lot of people.
So there's no love letter given out to you or this other girl at any point?
No.
All right. No, that'll be for next episode.
That's another day.
Another time. So you and your other travel buddy.
Yeah.
Who's also good friends.
With us, yes.
With us, who also went to X. And you guys traveled. You worked for how long?
3 months, traveled for two, and then traveled Southeast Asia for 6 weeks.
Where'd you go in Southeast Asia?
Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam.
Yeah, and then we met up in Thailand.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
That was a good time.
Where was it? Koh Phangan, yeah. You guys are so broke.
Oh, we're still broke.
I bought you everything, man.
I know, I owe you big time for that.
You add it up, it's probably going to be like $18.95. Probably things so cheap there.
Yeah, I lost my wallet too, and you gave me like $1.50.
Did I?
It lasted me 2 days.
Did I? How'd you lose your wallet?
It was just stolen.
How did it get stolen? Was it not on your person?
I just left my stuff on the beach, and someone came by and grabbed my stuff.
Why would you leave your wallet on the beach?
Well, it just was with all my stuff, and we went swimming into the water, and someone came by.
You just went for a swim by yourself?
And dug through all their stuff and just took it, yeah.
For a swim by yourself?
I don't know why they just took my wallet, but... Yeah, I don't know.
But as long as it wasn't your passport, right?
No, it wasn't my passport.
Or your X-ray.
I canceled my visa, so we survived. No, I didn't lose my X-ring.
Thank goodness. Oh, yeah, the other buddy did, didn't he?
Yeah.
How did he lose his ring?
I honestly don't know. He lost it probably 4 days before we were coming home.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Having it for 8 months. Like, these X-rings are, like, super expensive because they're super big chunks of gold. Like, what do you pay for yours?
$1,343.
Yeah, I paid $1,400.
Yeah.
Well, mom and dad paid $1,400.
Yeah, same here.
Grand present.
Not only that, it's just they're very sentimental value to them.
Yeah, I mean, we were counting on their windows, and they got the app on their phone that count on that stuff.
So
let's keep going. Let's keep going. We're just talking. I mean, talking about life.
And... So while in Australia, I did a lot of reading. One of the books I did read was Humbled Pie by Gordon Ramsay.
Man, I love Gordon Ramsay.
He's a beauty, eh?
How can you not love Gordon Ramsay?
Very true. It was actually a really interesting read.
What was it about?
It was all about his life. It was an autobiography. Or
did he write it or someone else?
I think someone wrote it, but he like spoke it to them, so he had a writer. He wrote it, but I think someone like proofread it and read.
Like ghost...
Gross wrote it almost, yeah.
Gross wrote it.
Ghost wrote it. Ghost.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
He almost played for the Celtics.
Yeah.
He's a...
Well, not the basketball team, but for...
Not the
Soka. Rangers.
Soka.
Where are they from?
I don't know.
Glasgow? It's Glasgow Rangers.
Scotland!
They're Scottish team, but yeah, he was signed actually to a contract with them. And then he got injured.
Apparently, yeah, he was too raw.
He got injured. And
that's where he got his catchphrase. It's bloody raw.
It's a really interesting story, just all about his life growing up with his brothers and sisters and doing Hell's Kitchen. And
you know his brother's a bum? He's a heroin addict?
That's he's heroin. Homeless. He talks about his brother a lot.
He had to give his money, his brother money to buy. No, he had to buy heroin for his brother so his brother would come to the dad's funeral.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty, some of the... He talks about that in his story. Yeah. It's the only time we watch his brother shoot up. And he's put his brother through rehab a few times, but just hasn't stuck. But it was a really good story. It was really interesting. I really enjoyed it and gave me a lot more respect for Gordon Ramsay.
Even though it's still raw.
It's still raw.
Even though. Do you watch Hell's Kitchen?
I watch Hell's Kitchen every once in a while.
I love
In Australia, we get back really late from work, and what we do is cook ourselves dinner and then have a late night meal, and always on TV would be Hell's Kitchen.
Like the American one?
American one, but it was a few years ago. So we just flipped that on and watched that.
Did you hear about, you know, his new Hell's Kitchen show? The one where, you know, his typical one where he goes into restaurants and he's like, That's Kitchen Nightmares. Yeah. Did you hear the most recent one, the season finale this year?
No.
So he goes to this place in Phoenix, Scottsdale, and it's this girl, right? I found it on Reddit. And,
no surprise.
Yeah,
you find everything on Reddit.
I'm on Reddit all the time. So this girl, she was convinced that she had the best food and everything, and her husband was this sketchy looking gangster kind of guy, and it turns out he goes in and he loves everything. He's like, oh, it's so clean. These baked goods look so good. And she's like, yeah, I don't know what people are saying. There's a couple of cyberbullies, and it turns out that she was crazy. They the waitresses weren't allowed to keep their tips. The waitresses, if they brought something back, the people would just fire the waitresses, and they were so crazy.
Brought something back to the kitchen? Or?
Yeah, if someone brought something back to the kitchen, first they'd fire the server, and then the crazy guy would, the gangster-looking guy, he was, from Israel or something, but he's, old and, that's what she said. He was, he used to be a playboy. He would go and yell at the tables, and he said, you don't know anything about pizza, get out of here! And he was crazy, he'd actually yell, and then, it was actually crazy. So it got so crazy that she
isn't that believe. Crazy, eh?
This girl is so crazy. It's like taking over the internet. And she was so bad that Gordon Ramsay was like, I honestly can't help you. He's like, this food is not good. She's like, what are you talking about? It's the best food ever. And he's like, no, it's not. I'm a Michelin chef. I know. And she's like, this food is the best you've ever tasted. He's like, no, it's not. And she's like, yeah, it is. And so he's like, all right. I don't think I can help you. So it was the first time ever that he's walked away.
Really?
And they were just yelling at him as he was leaving.
It was really interesting reading his book. He worked with Marco, who does MasterChef. He worked with him a lot, and to hear him tell stories.
Is that the fat guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Billy Elliot.
The older guy.
Oh, that's the restaurant guy.
Yeah, MasterChef Marco.
Yeah, he was always in the suits.
He does MasterChef. I don't know anything
about
that.
Yeah.
Talked about he worked under him for a while, and talks about how sort of crazy he was. Chefs are nuts.
Yeah, man. Jeez, well, Louise. You work in a pub.
It's not that bad.
What are the chefs like there?
Lovely. I get along with them great.
Filipino?
Yeah, most of them.
What about Mama?
Mama's a character.
What is Mama like?
Mama, and today we go to Banff.
Describe her.
Mama's a character. You can't really,
Okay, you can describe her because she's a 60-something-year-old Chinese lady.
Is she? She's Filipino too, right?
No, Mama's Chinese.
Is she Chinese?
She doesn't speak a lick of English.
That's exactly how I can't describe her. I have never had a conversation with her.
She calls guys sexy guys and girls sexy girls.
She's very nice, though. Yeah. She does a lot of the dishwashing stuff. Her new spring rolls are delicious. Delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really good. You should try them. Mama's a character. Yeah, and the kitchen staff are wonderful. They're very lovely. But Gordon Ramsay, just a crazy kind of guy.
Because he's so raw.
So raw.
What you see is what you get. You can go ahead and cross that one off.
Yeah. You going to watch the game tomorrow night?
Which game?
Bruins.
Who?
The Bruins.
Are they in these playoffs?
Yeah, they're playing the Rangers.
Who thinks going to win?
It's at 3:30 at work.
Oh, yeah, what's the series at, though?
It's at 3-1 for the Bruins.
Do you want to put a bet on them?
How much?
You actually want to bet?
No, I don't bet on my teams.
Is you're willing to, though.
I would never bet on my teams.
Why not?
I'm superstitious, and they always lose when I bet on them.
That's silly. They've never won when you bet on them?
They may have.
So then you can't... Then it's not an absolute.
From my experience, they've never won when I've... From what I remember, and I usually remember losing more than winning, they've never won when I've bet on them, so I'd rather not bet on them and hope they win.
Why do you like all these Boston teams?
My dad's from Boston.
Because, yeah, you're a Celtics fan, you're a...
Red Sox fan.
Patriots fan. What's the WNBA team in Boston?
They don't have one.
Well, if they did have one, you'd be the number one. You'd be the fan. Yeah. The only one in the stands.
Yeah. And New England Revolution.
What are they? Oh, that's soccer.
MLS.
I think it's pronounced soccer.
Soccer. Yeah, no, my dad's from Boston, so I'm a big Boston fan.
Your dad's in Boston?
From Boston.
Are you from Boston?
I'm not. I was never born there, no, but I go there often.
So would you consider yourself, like, pretty American?
I would consider myself that I have dual citizenship, yes.
Really? And if you could pick a symbol that would represent that?
Probably an eagle carrying a Canadian flag.
So Nathaniel last year decided he wanted to get this sick-ass tattoo. And I was like, he's like, gonna get my first tattoo. And I was like, yeah, man, you should get it. That'd be dope. I was like, what are you gonna get? He's like, well, I'm a dual citizen. I was like, well, you don't really have citizenship in the U.S., but that's okay. Your dad's from Boston. Well,
I do, but thank you very much.
So he wanted to get something that would tie them both in. A maple leaf with... Wait for it.
Go ahead.
Keep waiting, because it's so good. An American flag in the maple leaf. So maple leaf outline with American flag. And this is just no ordinary waving flag. This is no ordinary American flag, because that would be unpatriotic. It's a waving American flag. Which I think is doper than just your standard American flag. And so we got it in the Nova Scotian tattoo capital of a dope-ass tattoo. It's called New Glasgow, which is in Pictou County. And, like, they just do sick tattoos. They got this... A buddy came out of there last year with barbed wire.
Well, thank you, Connor, for your compliments there. You know how much... I really do value your opinion, as you can clearly tell.
Well, I hope so, because it's weird, because he didn't draw on the lines. He kind of, like, there's one spot on the tattoo, which me and my other friend have confirmed that he drew outside the lines. But it is dope. I enjoy it.
So, A, he didn't draw the lines. B, it is a really nice tattoo, and I got...
No, not nice. Dope. Tattoo.
Sorry, it is a dope tattoo. I really enjoy it, so I don't really care what you think.
You can't even see it. How are you supposed to enjoy it? It's for... If you get it on your back...
It's called a mirror.
If you get it on your back, it's for others to enjoy. And I thoroughly enjoy it.
You would be surprised at the amount of compliments I got in
Watch Out. Oh, I'm sure it spread so many positive vibes, because the amount of people that you made their day better by them making fun of you probably just, like, skyrocketed.
I got a number of compliments on it. So one person said, you know what, I usually don't... I got lots of... You think you're the funniest person in the world. I get lots of compliments on it. But I don't have to defend myself to you.
No, of course not. But that's all right. So what? So you're going to... I'm the talk guy. Nate's more of the technician, and he's the fall guy. So
to be honest, I'm the one who does all the work. Always have been. And Connor just...
Except for when I was president.
Except you weren't president. I was president.
So, but you're going to come up with a Twitter. You're going to create a Twitter account for Mandate with Connor Nate.
If that
thing hasn't already been taken already. And you're also going to...
Put it on iTunes and put it online.
iTunes, and you're going to Instagram.
I'm not going to Instagram.
You're
going
to Instagram, which is actually also going to be dope.
I won't Instagram, but...
But another thing, this podcast is brought to you, partly funded by this new business venture that I'm working on. It's going to be a bar nightlife app that you can use. Won't give away too many details, but we're going to be launching it within the next month. So maybe on next week's episode, I can talk a little bit more about it, but, it's going to be pretty sick. But yeah, so we're going to be doing this all summer. Just chatting away, me making fun of Nate. Hopefully get some dope tattoo. Once you have Twitter, we'll retweet it. Send us a tweet. Send us stuff you want to talk about. The one person that's listening out there, Mom.
I love you.
Which mom is it? You love my mom?
I love my mom.
Your mom doesn't know how to work a computer.
She has an iPod now. She'll Google search.
I'm going to have to get it, put it on her iPod, then make her listen. That's the only way she's going to listen to. So, Mom... send me a tweet if you can figure that out.
Well, as we go on through the season, we'll be leaving our email address and the Twitter account and a number where you can give us some feedback. So make sure if you are listening to us, send us some feedback if you want to hear something on the show or our opinions about something later on in the summer.
Right. We need an outro. What's your catchphrase?
This is life. We're living it.
This is life. We're living it, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Have a good one.